Hello. So I told myself that tonight I was just going to relax and be lazy. And so I watched an episode of Ginny and Georgia on Netflix, and it is so good. It reminds me a little bit of Clueless, and like, it's totally not like Clueless too. It's so good. Anyway, so I watched one episode of that, and that was me relaxing. And then I just started doing other stuff. I'm not very good at relaxing, and yeah. Anyway, then I wanted to make this. So, I just wanted to fill you guys in on all the stuff that's been going on, all the stuff that's coming up. So, February was a big month, and it was a lot of fun. I made changes to my Patreon for February. I started offering more Not Safe for Work audios. So the first of the month, I would always post a Safe for Work audio. And now that's a Not Safe for Work audio. So even the $5 tier gets that. And the $5 tier used to just get Safe for Work material and some bonus Not Safe for Work stuff. So that means that all the other tiers get an extra Not Safe for Work audio too. The $10 tier gets everything that I post on Patreon. And then when you pledge higher than that, you get personal audios that just get sent to you. So the $10 tier used to just get 3 Not Safe for Work audios. And then that was in addition to bonus audios. And I always post bonus audios. And now it's 4 Not Safe for Work, 1 Safe for Work, bonus audios. Usually I do 2 Not Safe for Work bonus audios a month. And now I'm doing Gumroad. So last month, it was the 4 Not Safe for Work, the 1 Safe for Work, 2 bonus Not Safe for Works, and 4 Gumroad Not Safe for Work audios. So 11 audios. And that's a good deal. So I'm really happy about Gumroad. Now, with the Gumroad stuff, it was stuff I didn't want to post on GWA, and I didn't know if there would be a big enough audience on Patreon, so I didn't want to just post it on Patreon either. So I went to Gumroad, but I didn't feel right putting up a second paywall. If you're a patron of mine, I didn't want patrons to have to pay extra for more audios, which is why I cross-post it, and it's so nice to be able to do like super dark content and just do stuff that I've been wanting to do for so long, but had nowhere to post it. So I'm extremely excited about Gumroad. And then the Gumroad audios that are cross-posted to my Patreon, after the month is over, I delete them. So I deleted February's early this morning. Tomorrow I'm going to put up the first March one. And then we'll see how many I get to put up this month. Last month it was 4. I'm hoping for 4 again this month, but we'll have to see. I don't know how much time I'm going to have because I can't predict the future. So we will see. So those were the 2 big changes that I made to my Patreon, and Gumroad in general was a big change. And so I'm really happy with how all of that has worked out. And then last month, I hit 3,000 followers on Reddit and posted a picture. Also, I hit 20 followers on Patreon. Now, originally, I was going to do an AMA. You know, I had posted that kind of true, kind of fake AMA in my subreddit, and I didn't want to do a real one. I really wanted to do a real one, but I couldn't because I had already said I was going to do it in my subreddit. Well, I asked everyone in the subreddit what they want, if they want that or if they want a ramble fap. And well, people wanted a ramble fap for the most part. I did a ramble fap and that's still there. And it's my first one. And I was nervous, like my first official one. And it's 37 minutes long and I'm okay with it now. Like at first I'm like, oh, I cannot believe I'm posting this thing. What am I doing? But yeah, I did it. It wasn't so bad. And I think that's it for the updates from last month. Then this month, as I said, I have a Gumroad audio coming out tomorrow, which would be Tuesday, March 2nd. And that one is going to be an incest one. It's going to be a brother-sister incest one. Now, a lot of incest audios are F-dom. This one is not. This is going to be F-sub. It's a rape audio, just to warn you. It's got some twists in it. It's kind of fun. I'm happy with that one. I don't know. We'll see what the audience is for that, because I know that that's really rare to see on GWA. But that is what my heart told me to make. So, yeah. And I have links to all of this in my bio. I have, it's pinned, my commissions page. It's the same page. It's got all the information on where to find me and all of that. So it's got links to all of this stuff. And I had put up a post near the end of February reminding people that they could save money by becoming a patron instead of buying all of the Gumroad audios. Since I posted 4 last month, that would be $16 to buy. But you could pay $10 and become a patron and get those along with the rest of your benefits. So that's something to keep in mind too. And this month on Patreon, let's see, today I posted an audio, which, oh, it's such a fun audio. It is about this woman who's at a bar she just got broken up with, and she was celibate while in the relationship. And her boyfriend broke up with her because she was celibate. The reason why she was celibate is because she's a recovering sex addict. So she did not want sex to ruin the relationship and her addiction to it. And so she decides to get back at her ex for breaking up with her by taking pictures that look like she did dirty things. And there's a guy at the bar who agrees to do this, but it turns into her doing dirty things. And then you can see she's a total sex addict. I mean, once you're an addict forever. And I'm not trying to, you know, poke fun at addicts or anything. It's just that these are, you know, not safe for work erotica audio. So I went all out with her being a sex addict. And like she says in the audio, once you pop, you can't stop. And then I've got my first pegging audio. Well, I've done pegging audios before, but it's my first one on Patreon. And that one was written by Insomnia_Swede, who has written, that's the fourth script. Well, maybe the third script. Anyway, he's written 4 scripts for me, and it's been great working with him. And I'm excited to post that. And also I've got a couple St. Patrick Day ones. And I've got, one that's switchy, F-dom to F-sub. It's a professor-student one. I play the student in that one. And then this week on Reddit, I'm going to be posting The Fugue State, Part 4 by author Benson E. Wolf. And I'm also going to be posting the second part to the Sexual Wellness series. And that is by, I'm going to mess this up, I don't know how to say it, Floss Legere, maybe? I think that's how you say it. I'm not quite sure how to say it, and I'm so sorry. Next week, I want to post the 30-Day Fuck Pet Part 2 by LB Lithium Bomb. And we'll see. That's what I'm hoping to post next week. I don't know what else I'm posting next week. We'll see. But that's the plan for now. And next month, I am going to have a Mommy Dom audio on Patreon that I am so excited about. So that's for April, the Mommy Dom one. And it's a type of Mommy Dom one that I've never seen before. And it's going to be good. Oh, I'm so, so, so excited about it. So yeah, there's great stuff planned. There's great stuff that I did last month that you can go check out. I was talking about the AMA, and that was for a reason. I am going to do a real AMA. You guys will submit your questions, and I will answer them. It's going to be on GWA Backstage, and that's a different subreddit. I'm going to let you guys ask your questions here in my subreddit, and then I'm going to make an audio with the answers to them, and I'm going to post it in GWA Backstage, and I will give you guys a link when it's available. So I am really going to do an AMA, a real one with real answers where they're all real. I told you last time it was truth mixed with fiction. This is going to be all truth. When the time comes, I will ask you guys for questions. Yeah, I just wanted to give you guys a rundown because a lot of stuff has happened. A lot of stuff you might have missed. And also, I missed you guys. I wanted to talk to you. I know I talk to you guys a lot now, but still, I wanted to talk to you again. Anyway, I hope that you are all doing well and take care.